This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. Now, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet, pardon me, and the satellite. And a special shout out to Maria, who's chimed in a couple times over the weekend. I haven't quite caught up with her yet, but if she's listening, good morning to you, Maria, over there in Germany, where the Tampa Bay Bucks come next week to play football, and I hope you get a chance to see them. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our people going down into the hurricane zone making those deliveries. And Felix and the mail guys hauling the mail, the bulk mail haulers, thanks so very much for what you're doing. And also to the suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel, thanks for what you're doing, as well as the Amazon people working in the warehouse listening to us, and the Amazon drivers out there delivering. Appreciate every one of you. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. Follow us on MeWe, on Parler, on Gab, on Getter, on Truth Social, on Twitter, and we're there as Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. And joining us from California, we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
Time for the second time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we accentuate and underline the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we've got Dan the Man, our professor emeritus up here in Indiana on the telephone line. So, Dan, we were talking off the air. Go ahead and take it away.
Well, I think this is record number of early voting. 40 million people have voted so far in the 50 states, all total. 40 million. That's presidential numbers.
Wow.
And it's mind-boggling, or as Joe Biden would say, the 54 states. So, but what I think, what he said, this isn't a referendum on him. Maybe not, but I think it's buyer's remorse. I think a lot of people regret it now.
Right.
And they're trying to make up with voting Republican like this. This kind of coincides very closely to Dick Morris's new book. And in his book, he says that Trump will be a generational president. It's going to be a realignment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's got to get through all this legal stuff yet.
Yep.
But so far, it's matched up pretty well to what Morris has predicted. Now, I told you, I got a love-hate relationship with Dick Morris.
Right.
But so far, it's made a lot of sense. So we'll see. I just wish he would have kept a little more quiet I mean, he had to go up to Pennsylvania and stay in Florida, but still, Trump seems to be a little more popular when the quieter it gets, and I just wish he would do that.
Yeah,
but that's the way I right now see it. It's turning. I wasn't sure over the summer. I think to a certain extent, Republicans peaked about a month and a half early.
Uh-huh.
Pennsylvania started their early voting September 25th. So a lot of people voted for Fetterman before they even knew how bad a shape he was in.
Sure.
And when I saw Biden and Obama with him, and oh, he has great character. He doesn't even know where he's at.
Uh-huh.
Now, like I said the other night, there's a freakish element to it now. You're going to send that guy to the Senate, and when you have low on diesel fuel, low on gasoline, home heating oil in the Northeast.
Right.
My God, he can't do any bargaining and negotiating for Pennsylvania.
Agreed.
He's dead weight. That's all he is. He's a vote.
But that's why his wife is going to be the best senator.
I think she's going to get screwed on that.
I think she is too, but you heard what Biden said.
Well, Biden can say it, but he's not governor of Pennsylvania.
Right.
And that's who would appoint a replacement if he decides to resign.
Kyle, did you have something to say, Kyle? I just heard you.
Yeah, I do. Hey, Dan. Hey, just a quick question for you. Assuming that what happens on Tuesday happens on Tuesday in the sense that there's a red wave, we don't know to what extent, but what's the next step in terms of looking at 2024? Do you have somebody try to go out and declare they're running for president? Donald Trump could declare that. Others could start declaring that. Is that advisable at this point, or is there a period by which the new Congress gets to push back on the Biden administration, then they start talking about president? What do you think?
You can push back on the president all you want if you're in Congress, but if he's going to pass the bill, he has to sign it. So right now I see a lot of glory people out there, but I don't see a lot of – they're the legislature. They're not an administration. So whatever they decide they're going to do, I can tell you, Biden's going to push back and say, I'm vetoing that before it even gets to my desk. So I see really a Republican Congress passing a lot of stuff but not getting a lot of stuff done. So that's where it's at with me. I just find that Biden's going to come down on the Republicans a lot harder than what he thinks. And I think a lot of Republicans that got defeated are going to...
Dan, I got to go because here comes the break, my friend.
Okay.
All right, thanks for calling in.
Have a good morning.
Yep, you can call us back tomorrow night, maybe Tuesday night. Let us know what's going on. All right, Kyle, you'll be right. We'll be right back, Kyle. I'm going to put you on hold. And, folks, I shall return. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. That's Jeff in Sarasota. We'll see him tomorrow over at Mission Barbecue in West Waters if you want to stop by and have lunch with the Captain. By the way, how many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor, folks? How about a little bit more than 8? Truth of it is, I know there's millions of you out there. Some of you really in pain, and you've been suffering. And you take all sorts of stuff. You'll take Anacin one day. You'll take Excedrin another day. You'll take Aleve. You'll take a handful of aspirin, whatever. But how would you like to just have to rely on one product and have it all work for you, be natural, not upset your stomach, not make you dizzy, not make you sick, none of that stuff? Well, I got the solution for you. It's called Relief Factor. And the reason I'm telling you about Relief Factor is because I've been taking it for over 8 years. Now, what it does for me is extremely important because of the problems I've had with my left foot, my left ankle, my left leg, and even my right leg and foot and ankle, and my back, and my shoulder, and my wrist that have all been broken. And I've got arthritis in some of those areas I told you about. In other areas, I've got other problems that have developed over the years. But the fact of the matter is, Relief Factor is part of my integrated health plan. And it helps keep my body by pain-free by reducing the inflammation that comes with the pain. Also, for the best results, you need to take it every day. I take it every morning. Start my day with it, with a meal, which is what you're supposed to do. And then if I need another dose somewhere during the day, I take it with a meal. If I don't, then I'm fine. It just all depends. Some days I'm okay, and some days I might ache a little bit more because of whatever I've done to aggravate it. But it's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, all of which help to support the body's natural response to inflammation. And it will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on by going right straight to the source. 100% drug-free? Oh, yeah. 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It's just like taking a vitamin pill. It works. It works. And it will support a healthy response to inflammation while it just decreases the discomfort that you're in. Again, it works. ReliefFactor.com/captain, 1995. On to quick start. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain on the 3-week quick start. Because, like Kyle likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo! Bingo! Well, Kyle, Israel's premier is calling for unity after the Benjamin Netanyahu victory. I think he may get it.
Well, let's hope he does, for sure, because, of course, Captain, the stakes could never have been higher than even right now with what's happening with Iran, with what's happening in the Middle East, certainly Iran's connection with Russia and the war in Ukraine. It's a very, very dangerous world, so they do need to be unified in how they protect Israel.
And the U.S. is warning Iran after it tested a satellite-carrying rocket. Don't do that anymore.
Well, we're seeing with Iran.
They're doing whatever they want.
Well, that's right. Correct me if I'm wrong, Captain. What, don't they want a nuclear deal? Doesn't the Biden administration want to bend over backwards to give it to them and so forth? And yet they continue to act like this. And actually, to some degree, it is, again, showing us exactly what the regime in Tehran is all about. Therefore, do not get into a nuclear deal with them. President Trump did a great thing when he pulled the United States out of that terrible deal.
Well, what they're showing us is that they're the ones in charge, not Joe Biden.
Well, right, because just like Vladimir Putin, they size up Joe Biden, just like, I think, coming to a theater near you very soon, the invasion of Taiwan, they are watching Joe Biden very carefully. They have sized him up. It pains me to say it. I hate to say this, Captain, because it's the American president we're talking about. But Putin certainly didn't think that there was just a reason to be afraid. Tehran doesn't. Beijing doesn't. It's a very dangerous world.
Boy, is it. Now, something else that makes it dangerous is West Virginia's opioid crisis has now transcended into the partisan politics of what's been going on there. Of all the places to have an opioid crisis, West Virginia. Of all the places.
Well, exactly. Unfortunately, this is something that we're talking about unity. See, I hate to say the olden days. I don't know if it's really the olden days, but certainly in recent times, there was the ability for Republicans, Democrats, left and right, to try to come up with something that we commonly agreed about was a bad thing and work together to stop it. Those days, of course, on so many different fronts seem to be gone.
Now, Joe Manchin, we talked a little bit about this as we were talking about coal a little while ago. Joe Manchin is talking about Joe Biden's coal comments, where he's divorced from reality by saying that there'll be no more coal, we don't need it. We're going to have people making sweaters behind desks in West Virginia, and they'll make $15 an hour or whatever it is, whatever nonsense he's cooked up. But whatever it is, it's not what the people want.
Well, no, and Joe Biden talked about how these coal plants are too expensive to operate.
No, they're not.
I remember, Captain, remember Barack Obama when he basically said, well, you can build a coal-fired power plant,
yep,
but we'll just run you out of business. I'm just paraphrasing here. We'll just run you out of business with regulation and taxes and expenses and stuff like that. So when Joe Biden comes up, it's the setting up a straw man and knocking it down, saying, well, they're too expensive to operate. Ergo, they're all going to turn into windmill factories or something, and it's, or windmill farms. And people hear that, and again, I think it's pandering to the far left at, in an age or in a midterm election where they know they're going to lose big. So, whatever, just go out and tell them people what they want to hear on the left.
Well, that's probably true, but it's not necessarily the way to get something accomplished.
Well, of course not. I don't think, Captain, that they really care at the high levels here how impactful it will be to not have enough electricity. You know, on the one hand, touting everybody get an electric car, it's all going to be wonderful, when the grid just can't support it. The grid can't support, pumping out all that electricity to charge up cars in other words, could you double all the electricity that all houses use in America in a 24-hour period because they're all charging their car? No, of course not. And I'm just using this as sort of an anecdotal way, but the grid just isn't there. And not to mention the fact that when the grid gets knocked out, or even in Southern California when we get these big Santa Ana winds, well, they turn it off because they don't want to have wildfires. So where are you going to charge your car then? I mean, none of it makes any sense at this point. Maybe one day this is really key, Captain. The market will take care of having electric cars be more efficient, more affordable, and have you have the real desire to change. But until that point, mandates aren't going to do that.
Well, talk about a country that's probably a little bit afraid of what's going on over there in Southeast Asia. Let's look at Japan. Japan is vowing to strengthen their military with the U.S. at a naval review that was done, talking about some things that could be done to help Japan. And, of course, this is being done as they're firing missiles. North Korea is firing missiles in their general direction.
Well, right. Remember, there was just a few years ago, there was a huge panic, right, in California because there was a message that went out that was incorrect. It was a mistake that there was a North Korean missile inbound, right, for California. Imagine if you lived in Japan and these missiles are being fired over your head all the time.
Right.
Well, of course, yeah, you've got to take, I mean, only a fool would not try to prepare and do something more. And so that's right. Our friends in Japan, I hope that they can do whatever they need to do and we can help them.
Well, that's true. And I believe that's where we're headed with all of that. Okay, now we're getting ready to take a break, folks. And when we come back, you got a dollar and a dream. I don't know what it costs. I think it's more than a dollar. But the Powerball. Wait till we tell you how much going on with the Powerball. Holy smokes. It's time to get serious and find some extra shoe money somewhere. You know what I mean, right?
That's right. Not at all.
Yeah. All right. Here comes the music. So hold that thought there, Kyle. No, folks. Wait till we tell you what's going on now. Holy smokes. You talk about a dollar and a dream. I think it's more than that, though. I don't remember what it is. I haven't played in so long, it's not funny. But anyway, we'll be right back. Frank's going to take us to break. Don't go nowhere.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm not on the ballot this fall, but make no mistake, these policies are on the ballot. Every single one of them.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. President Joe Biden and former Presidents Barack Obama and Donald Trump head to Pennsylvania hoping to tip the balance in a midterm race that could determine control of the Senate. Biden is talking up his party's book, saying he plans to discuss high prices and record profits with big oil companies as the rest of us deal with high energy bills. Meanwhile, former President Barack Obama caps a five-star tour aimed at stemming the party's losses in Tuesday's congressional elections with appearances in Pittsburgh alongside Democratic Senate nominee John Fetterman before heading to Philadelphia, where he'll take the stage at Temple University with President Biden. North Korea has launched a series of missiles this week, including a possible failed intercontinental ballistic missile, drawing condemnation from the United States, South Korea, and Japan, and raising speculation it could be preparing to resume nuclear weapons testing for the first time since 2017. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website HeroesMile.com and tell them a captain sent
you. You betcha, tell me, Captain, sent you. Let me tell you something about Heroes Mile. If you're a veteran and you got problems, regardless of what they are, it doesn't have to be, you know, it's not one of those things where, well, I got PTSD, or, well, I got TBI, I got this, I got that. That's all great, okay? Yes, they have doctors. Yes, they are military. Yes, they will work with you. Yes, they will help you. But how about this? Well, let's see. I'm having some money problems, and maybe I can't come up with a car payment, or I might not be able to come up with the rent or the mortgage payment this month, and I really don't know how to get myself squared around here, and I need a little help. How about that? Who's offering to do that for you? Well, Heroes Mile will. Whatever the problem is that you've got, number one, if you're a veteran, number two, if you're a first responder, they will work with you. They will help you. The website is heroesmile.com. That's heroesmile.com. And their phone number is 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. That's 888-VET, V-E-T, NOW, N-O-W, the number 2. That's their phone number. And the website, of course, heroesmile.com. Go over there. Check it out. See what they have to offer. You will be pleasantly surprised. pleasantly surprised. I'll guarantee you that one. Veterans helping veterans. All right. Kyle Ward, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's another beautiful day in the neighborhood. All right. Did you find out how much it costs to play the Powerball yet?
You know, I don't know. I expect you can. I don't think it's just a dollar, though.
I think it's more than a dollar, but I don't know what the hell it is. But
yeah.
But whatever it is, okay, start digging out the old pennies and whatnot, because this is the time to play it, folks. It's now worth a record, $1.9 billion. It could even be worth more than $2 billion come tomorrow night.
Well, that's really something. I mean, people have the idea that, and here's the thing. You could have the idea. It could happen to you, you know. And then you could buy your lottery dream home, as it were, you know.
You could buy the world.
Well, that's
right.
Well,
sort of.
That's right. Yeah. Well, that's right. And so, Captain, that's one of those things in America. You have this, sometimes you can have a real thing of luck happen to you. And, but you just never know. But at the same time, though, people that, be responsible. Don't spend your last $2 on a lottery ticket or something like that. But definitely it is exciting, isn't it?
All right. I think we're going to get an answer to our question. Let's take the caller here. Good morning, Bag Evan Bob. What's your cost to play the lottery?
$2.
$2. Okay, so see, $2.
$2, $2.
There you go.
All right, and you know, because you got 6,000 tickets.
Oh, I don't play the Powerball.
Maybe you ought to start.
Playing that lottery is like asking somebody to give you change for a dollar and be willing to take 50 cents.
Oh, okay, all right. I've never played it, so I don't know. I just thought that would be a good time. Okay, what's on your mind?
Hold on one sec here, Captain. Okay. Oh, yeah. That missile, by the way, the threat was to Hawaii, not to the...
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah. Yeah, so Hawaii, that's right. Then they all got scared. Exactly.
Yeah, well, Japan did, too, because the missile went over Japan.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, I saw the thing where it says Trump was disrespecting DeSantis by saying he's DeSantibonious.
Well, he said that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and also I saw where a key donor says that now it's time to move on from Trump. So if anybody wanted to know what Mom thought about those things and how much that's going to affect anything.
Okay. All right. Thank you. We'll talk to you later. All right. As a matter of fact, Kyle, you did mention that DeSanctimonious or something like that, right?
Yes, that's right. And this is something, of course, Trump had sort of tried to hang a nickname on Ron DeSantis, Governor DeSantis.
He does this sort of stuff. He's done this for years, and I don't know why he chose to do it now.
That is a really good question. I don't know how edifying that might have been. It actually, unfortunately, gives Democrats and the far left more ammunition.
They're the only ones that are reacting to it, really, because DeSantis, and I was around the DeSantis crowd this weekend several times, I might add, because they were in Sarasota, they were in Clearwater, they were right here in my backyard in Tampa, and I was right around... hanging around that crowd, not very far away. But the fact of the matter is they were laughing it off. I said, this is ridiculous. And then Trump says, oh, no, I didn't mean nothing by it. You got to vote for Ron. You got to vote for Ron. He's the guy. Vote for Ron. He's got to be the next governor. He's got to, and all that. So, and then what was the other thing he said? Back him about?
Oh, he's talking about, I think he's correct. Yeah, it was Hawaii that was thought it was under threat from a North Korean missile.
Oh, I know he's right there because I remember it now.
Yeah. But many years ago, Ronald Reagan talked about what was, I guess, known as the 11th Amendment.
Yeah, Reagan's rule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thou shalt not attack a fellow Republican. But it's interesting to know if you got a lot of DeSantis supporters who would just sort of laugh that off. I mean, I don't know that
DeSantis
is looking to run for president at this point.
No, and here's the other thing, okay? I was with a group of the vets for DeSantis, okay? I was with a whole group. And he is not seeking, nor does he want, to be the president at this time. He is running to be the governor of Florida for 4 more years. Couldn't make it any plainer. 4 more years. He's not going to leave. He's not going to run for the presidency. That's not what he wants. He wants to be the governor for 4 more years in Florida. And at that time, one of two things will happen. It's possible that Rick Scott or Marco Rubio might get picked up by, say, a Trump administration in some sort of cabinet post. And if they did, then someone would have to run for the Senate seat, right?
Right.
Then that would be what DeSantis might consider doing. I heard that straight from the assistant to the governor's mouth. So that's pretty high up the ladder.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
I do think, though, Captain, that Democrats certainly think that Ron DeSantis is a possibility.
They want him to be a possibility.
Well, that's right. Only in the sense that there's been this sort of this thing going back and forth between the governor of California and, looking at the governor
that's
of Florida.
That's what they're looking at.
Thing. Yeah. But again, we're so far out right now from the presidential election. We don't know what the world is going to look like a year from now. I mean, we can make some educated guesses, but those things always affect who runs and how popular they might be and who actually gets the nomination.
Well, that's true. And there are some races out there that we need to be looking at, really need to be looking at, which are going to control what's going to happen. That's Arizona. The governor's race, the Senate race out there, you've got the two Republicans right now are ahead in both of those races, believe it or not, but they are. In Florida, DeSantis as well as Rubio are both ahead in their races. In Georgia, Governor Kemp is ahead. Herschel Walker is ahead, not by much, but he's ahead. In Nevada, the Republican governor and a Republican Senate candidate are both ahead in their races. And in Ohio, DeWine is ahead, and J.D. Vance is ahead. There's a lot of people trying to tell you, no, that's not true, that's not true. It is true. It is true. By double digits, I might add. Pennsylvania, Oz, and Fetterman, I just can't believe that Fetterman's even close to Oz, but it's either a tie or Fetterman's up by 2, depending on what you look at.
Well, right. And again, as Dan the Man mentioned about the early voting, that could be significant.
And the next presidential candidate on the Democratic side, Josh Shapiro, is leading the way in the Pennsylvania gubernatorial race. And he could show up on the 2024 ballot if they get rid of Joe Biden. Mark my words. We'll be right back. Truckers Highway Bible Report. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Mom's Love It on You, and we'll give it over to Kyle right now. That's pretty good there. A little tune there, Kyle.
No, I really like that. Yeah, that's Luke Combs, and it's got a great, that song's got a great hook to it. I really like it.
Yeah, I got a bunch of little kids there in a skating rink skating around there, roller skating, and it's kind of like his story with little kids acting out on it. But anyway, it is what it is. All righty, tell us what's going on out west there, and I see lots of snow.
Yes, we got lots of snow. We're going to have snow in the higher elevations, of course. And as the temperatures drop, they may come down a little bit as well, especially in California, where we're expecting to have some storms come through here, especially in Southern California, Captain. It's going to leave snow in the mountains, and it's also going to wreak some havoc on some of the burn scars and so forth. So they're already giving warnings about that. Also, this particular storm, if you're going to be heading up north of Los Angeles up through the Grapevine, that can also impact that, possibly with snow. You know, sometimes they either have to close it or sometimes they have to escort vehicles through it. So just be prepared for something like that. Winter storm warnings continue on up through California, especially in the eastern part of the state, coming up along the border with Nevada, up towards Northern California, north of Redding there. And, of course, right now we've got rain in Portland. We got rain in Seattle. We got rain for Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon.
Yep.
We've also got winter weather advisories all across Montana, northern Idaho, central Idaho, down as you head down towards Idaho Falls. We've still got winter storm warnings in the western part of Wyoming. We've got high winds in central and eastern Wyoming, and we also have winter storm watches heading down. If you're heading down Interstate 15 through Utah, you've got a winter storm watch the entire journey for that. And all, by the way, the mountain passes, Snoqualmie, they've got rain and snow right now. Donner Pass is going to have snow over the next several days. Fourth of July, you're also going to have snow coming through, perhaps heavy snow, and even up on Cabbage. You want to be very, very careful of that, of the white stuff tonight. So be careful out there.
All righty. Well, North Dakota, South Dakota, conditions are changing. You got a lot of wind. You got a lot of wind out across I-90 tonight going over towards Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And you've got some wind in the northwestern corner of Nebraska with the weather behind it. We know what's behind it. That's snow and rain and whatnot. So winter is headed your way. Just be patient. It'll be there. Upper Peninsula of Michigan, you got gale winds up on the lakes. And that's the northern part of Lake Michigan, too. You might have some winter weather up in there, too, to greet you. But we've got fog. Boy, have we got fog tonight. The western part of Tennessee, to include Memphis all the way down to Mississippi, most of Mississippi all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico, most of Arkansas, certainly I-30 coming out of Texas, all the way up to Little Rock, and then I-40 all the way over to Memphis and further east of Memphis, pea soup fog. I mean, really bad fog. And Louisiana, same thing. Bad fog. Eastern part of Texas tonight, from Texarkana all the way down to Houston. Big time fog. A fog over towards the Dallas Metroplex, but not through all of it, just to it. Georgia, central part of Georgia tonight. Whether you're going across I-20, whether you're going up and down I-75, you've got fog. Lots of it. If you're staying on I-20 or I-85, you'll have fog in it going up into North Carolina. And then from North Carolina across the central part of the Piedmont on I-40 all the way over to Raleigh, all the way over to the East Coast. Lots and lots of fog. Now, on the East Coast tonight, we've got a gale warning. And we've got a bunch of winds over there. And that's because of what could be our next storm. And what's the name of the next storm, Kyle?
It's going to be Julia.
Okay, that could be because of Julia coming that way. Right now, everything's getting all stirred up over there. And if you go up the East Coast a little bit further, you'll have some rough seas around Long Island, up around Cape Cod, up around Boston, and up to Maine, and all the way to Nova Scotia. So be advised, that's what it's looking like right now. And all I can tell you, folks, is we will let you know more about what could be Julia. We'll know more about it probably tomorrow, but it looks like it's going to be a rainmaker for the most part. There'll be some wind, nothing like what we've experienced, maybe just barely enough to call it a tropical storm, but that'll be about it. Looks like as if it's going to be a tropical depression, though, if it's nothing else, with rain and a little bit of wind to go along with it. And this is not going to do a lot of damage or destruction. It'll be flooding, but it's going to come in and then cut up the central part of Florida, probably, and then work its way back up the eastern seaboard, up towards the big cities up in the east. So we'll see what happens there. Kyle, tell us about the pilot and Flying J real quick.
Well, folks, don't forget, you can go to pilotflyingj.com to find out all about how you can become a part of the My Rewards Plus app. You can get special points for your purchases there, get special offers as well. Pro Truckers, you want to check that out as well, because you'll also get special offers. That's pilotflyingj.com.
And, of course, we can find out more about you by going to the KyleWarrenShow.com, right?
That's right, KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And we're going to scoot over here real quick to Denise Simon. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
We are going to talk, when we come back from this break, because we don't have enough time to do it now and do it justice, we are going to talk about the commitment to America, which sounds very much like the contract with America that Newt Gingrich had a few years ago. And I've been talking about this for a while. I've been aware of what they were doing. I think you have, too, of where we're going to go with this. And this is really a smart move on the part of the Republicans if they stick to their game plan. What do you think?
Well, it's been a long time in the making. It picks up where the Trump administration left off on the things to do to make America great again. And then it's incorporated all of the repair work that needs to happen as a result of the Biden administration. So there's a lot of work to do, and it can be done even without taking control of the Senate if the Republicans do not come out on top in the Senate side.
Yep, and I just happen to think they will. Could be two seats, could be four seats, could be more than that. But I firmly believe they will take control of the House of Representatives, because now you've even got the Democratic News Services saying 20 to 30 seats the Democrats will lose.
In the House side.
Yeah, the House, I'm sorry. Yeah, the House side. So they certainly will take care of having control of that side. And here comes the music, so we will be back right after this music, folks. And let me tell you, it's a Monday morning, and it's a beautiful day where I'm at right now. I don't know how long it's going to be that way with what we got headed in our general direction. But when we come back, we're going to tell you about the commitment to America. I'll be back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.